A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Lima, Peru, in turmoil. The former president, Pedro Castillo, a newcomer to politics, is now incarcerated and accused of many crimes adding up to rebellion or revolution or disorder or treason. There are many words for it, but I need help on this because it gets complicated. This is the simple part. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, because surprisingly, what happens in Lima, Peru, affects everyone in the New World, but especially the keen on affecting AMLO, the powerful and popular president of Mexico. Mary, a very good evening to you. It wasn't logical to me when it first happened that President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, affectionately called AMLO, would speak out within hours of the news of Pedro Castillo being made a former president and jailed. What is in this for Mexico? What is the relationship between Mexico City and Lima? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. And I think I should start out by saying it's pretty strange. Just so your listeners know, Castillo, the president of Peru, was going to be the subject of an impeachment vote in the Peruvian Congress. It wasn't even clear that the opposition that wanted to impeach him had the votes, but he decided, I'm not taking any chances. And so he all of a sudden announced that he was shutting down Congress, shutting down the Attorney General's office, shutting down the judiciary, and, you know, declaring basically one-man rule. And when a president decides to do that, he better darn well have the military and the police on his side, because, of course, that's a violation of the Constitution. The Congress has every right to impeach him. As you know, impeachment is a political process, not a criminal process. And, you know, if they were to succeed, he would have to leave office and the vice president would take office. And so when he did that, he quite obviously expected that the military would be on his side. The military did not side with him. He was arrested because he fled. People say that he was trying to get to the Mexican embassy, he was captured, and he's now in prison. So almost immediately, as you point out, the president of Mexico announced that this was a great violation of democracy, a crime against democracy, and, you know, basically lent his support to the deposed president. And that is the riddle, I think, for a lot of people in the region, because Mexico is sort of a surviving democracy, as I called it in my column. You know, we expect this kind of thing from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, Bolivia, but we don't expect it from a democracy. And in fact, the left-wing governments in Chile and Argentina both recognize the new president, the vice president who is elevated to the presidency now. Her name is Dina Boluarte. And Chile and Argentina both recognize the constitutional transfer of power. But AMLO did not, and insists that this is anti-democratic, that it's a coup, and he's offering asylum to the deposed president, who, of course, is in jail in Peru, so he's not going to be able to accept the offer.
There's been violence. There have been deaths. The new president, the former vice president, Boluarte, has announced a state of emergency. But the surprising thing, Mary, is that this affects, to me, reading from the outside, this affects many of the states in South America. For example, we've had comments from Bogota, the newly elected Mr. Petro. We've had comments from Bolivia, President Arce. Is this a coordinated effort or a spontaneous effort? Because there are also voices supporting the constitutional process in Velarde. In other words, the states of South and Central America seem to be lining up on different sides.
Well, it's going right down the line, as I mentioned before, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, Bolivia. You know, these are countries that are no longer democracies. Now, Colombia, they might argue that they're a democracy. I think that they are basically under the control of the drug cartels. And so I'm not that surprised that Petro, the president, who's also a former M19 guerrilla, is siding with Castillo. That's not surprising. The rest of the countries in the region are basically siding with the constitutional democracy in Peru. And the only outlier there is Mexico. And, you know, to understand why that's happening, you have to work on theories, because we don't really know what's behind AMLO's motivations. One theory is that he's, you know, as we know, he's very close to Cuba, and he's close to those countries that are basically at this point, you know, one man rule autocracies and no longer democracies. The other thing that's troubling, and, you know, I don't have any evidence of this, direct evidence of this, but the other thing that's troubling is that, Pedro Castillo, the former president of Peru, had links to the cocoa growing region. And so does Evo Morales, the former president of Bolivia, who's very active in the destabilization effort in the south of the country. I mean, this is, you know, his supporters, who are basically cocoleros, the cocoa growers in Bolivia, are supporting this violence. So, you know, you kind of have to ask yourself, why would AMLO be on the same side as the cocoa growers and the drug cartels in Peru and Bolivia, especially given the fact that the cartels are destabilizing Mexico? And, I leave it to your listeners to kind of connect the dots, but I think it's very troubling for a lot of Mexicans.
There's a mysterious figure, Vladimir Cerrone, who was an advisor to Mr. Castillo. I think he's been an advisor to many significant figures. He's from a Marxist background. Is he active in this turmoil right now, Mary?
Yeah, I mean, Cerrone is kind of the power behind the throne in terms of the very hard left in Peru. And what they want is a new constitution, because they see that the roadmap for gaining control the way it was done in Bolivia, the way it was done in Venezuela, the way it was done in Nicaragua, is to get elected, then demand a constituent assembly, elect an assembly, write a crazy constitution that allows you to consolidate power, and you're all done. And, you know, this roadmap worked very well in Venezuela. It worked in Bolivia, even though they had to put the Congress at the point of a gun, wasn't done legally. It worked in Nicaragua, again, with the support of the army. That's what they wanted to do in Peru. And the Peruvians have been fighting back. Castillo only got about 50.1% of the vote in order to win in the runoff. So he wasn't ever extremely popular. The Constituent Assembly is not popular. That's what these guys think they need in order to get, you know, to get to power the way they want to. And that's why they're causing all this violence, because they want to force a Constituent Assembly.
And Mexico, our final thought here. Mexico doesn't fit any of this, Mary. I've listened carefully to your presentation, and I puzzled when I first saw the news. Shall we put it down as unknown?
Yeah, I think we do have to put it down as unknown. We don't know if this has something to do with the power of cocoa growers exerting their influence in Mexico. We don't know if it's simply AMLO's idea that he only has 2 years left in office and he wants his party to maintain power. So he's trying to, you know, line up allies around the region. We don't really know, but it's not a good signal for Mexico.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Mack.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday. a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.